This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Zvachim, tape number 4.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Avraham Kalodny, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're beginning the 12th perek of Masechta Zvachim, perek Tul Yom, from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Ches. And the Mishnah says, a kohen who is tameh and was tovel in a mikvah cannot eat kachim until harev shemesh, that means nightfall. Also, a mechusar kippurim, for example, a zav or a zava, who can't eat kachim until they bring a karban, they both don't eat kachim, and don't get a chelik of kachim to eat later. A kohen who is an einin, someone who lost one of their close relatives, can touch kachim, but cannot do the avoda or hold a chelik from the karbanis. A kohen balmum gets a chelik and can eat kachim, but can't do the avoda. The rule is that anyone who isn't roy to do the avoda cannot get a chelik in the basar for later either. Daf Tzadik Tes, the Gemara. The rule is that one keli cannot be metama a different keli, but it can be metama something in the second keli. After a kain is an einin, he can touch kachim, but to eat it, he needs tefillah. If a kain became an einin on Erev Pesach, he can still eat the carbon Pesach, since it's a mitzvah sheyesh by karis. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, at night, after the Yom HaMisa, the din is that an einin is called an einin midaraisa, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only midarabanan. Finally, an einin is not only not allowed to bring a karban, but he can't send one via a shliach either. Bizman hazeh, we should point out that an einin is also not allowed to eat basar and yayin, and he is putter from all mitzvahs aseh. He doesn't daven, he doesn't make brachas, he doesn't put on talis and tefillin, and so on and so forth. We should also mention the machlekes rishayim brought in Yeridea, Simin Shin Tzadik Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, as to when we say the halacha that aninus of Yom HaMisa is midaraisa, is it only midaraisa regarding karbanis and kachim, as we say here in our Gemara, or it's even considered midaraisa regarding all the other halachas of aninus? The nafkamina la halacha would be that if someone was an einen on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, i.e. the Misa and the Kvura took place on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, should that person be noyeg avelus on that day or not, i.e., is einen midaraisa doicha the Yontav Sheni, which is only midarabanan, if it's midaraisa? Or do we say that really the only thing that's midaraisa about the aninus on Bay Bayayim is kachim and karbanis, but the halachas that we keep regarding aninus are only midarabanan? The Bahag holds that it's midaraisa, therefore someone would keep the halachas of avelus of aninus on that day, Yontav Sheni Shel Golius, but the Rush says it's only midrabanan. Our halachas are only midrabanan. Therefore, there would not be avelos. The Mechaber and the Rama say that we're mekel, like the Rush, and that even if the Misa and the Kvura took place on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, we still are not noyeg the dinim of aninus on that day. Daf Kuf. There was a Maisa with Yosef HaKayan, whose wife died on Erev Pesach, and he didn't want to bury her because he was afraid he would become tamei and he would not be able to participate in the Karban Pesach. So his fellow Kohanim forced him to become a Tameh Meis anyway. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Simen Shinayin Gimel Sif Hei brings two opinions as to whether a Kayan is allowed to be Metameh for his relative, even Shalel Tzarech, even if there's no need for him to be Metameh himself. He says, brings a Ramah that says that a Kayan should be Machmer, and unless it's absolutely necessary for him to be Metameh himself, he should try not to. So, for example, there is a Chavar Kadisha around. The Chavar Kadisha will take care of the mace, then he shouldn't get involved in it, because it's really not necessary for him to do that if someone else is capable of doing it. The Nesivis, however, says, even if there's others, even if there's a Chavar Kadisha tending to the burial needs, a Kayan is allowed to stay lechatchila in the house, because you never know, they might need him. And since they might need him, that's not considered shaloi letzarech. The Gemara says that a nozir cannot be metama for a relative, but he can only be metama in the case of a meis mitzvah. But David, a person hears about the death of a close relative, one of the Zion Krivim, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, or wife. If as long as it's within the 30 days of the Patira, that's the day you begin counting the Shiva and the Shleishim, i.e. the Yom Shmua. And the night after this, one is allowed to eat Kachim. How long is a person called an Einin, but he's not allowed to eat Kachim? The Tanakhama says all of that day. Rebbe, who is Lakula, says only until the Kvura on that day. Then he's allowed to eat Kachim. Daf Kufalev. Even though really Animus Laila is only Mirabanan, the Chachamim were Machmir in order to be Mechazik Divrecha. On Chaf Gimel Adar, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, they began the Miluim. On day 7, they began bringing special karbanos. And even though the relatives of the Kohanim were Nifter, i.e. Nadav and Avihu, they were given a special heter by Hashem that these Einanim could still eat karbanos on the Yom Shmini Lamiluim, i.e. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This was a one-time heter called the Hairas Shah. On this day, Aaron HaKohen also, by accident, burned the meat of the Karban Chatas of Rosh Chodesh instead of eating it. And Moshe was very upset about this, since they had a heter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu really to eat it, even with the aninus. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he did his act of kina for Hashem by killing Zimri. Rav Ashi said he didn't become a Kohen until the time of Yehoshua, when he made peace to avert a civil war regarding B'nai Gad u'B'nai Ruvei. Rav said Moshe Rabbeinu was called a Kohen Gadol, and he received a chelek from the Kachim. Finally, a Kohen Bal Mum can eat from both Kachim Kalim as well as Kachim Kachim, and the Pasuk specifically states both of these individually. But a Zar can only eat from Kachim Kalim. Daf Kuf Beis. Elisheva, the wife of Aharon, had 5 special reasons to be happy more than the other B'nai Yisrael. Number 1, her brother-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Melech. Number 2, her husband was the Kohen Gadol. Number 3, her son, Elazar, was the Skan Kohen Gadol. Number 4, her grandson, Pinchas, was the Meshuach Milchama. He was in charge of the war instruction. And number 5, her brother, Nachshon, was the Nasi Shevet. But she had Avelus for 2 of her sons who died, Nadav and Avihu. The Gemara says, wherever it says in the Torah, Charein Af, there is a negative after effect that takes place. It's a machlekes whether Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a Kohen or not. Rabbi Yannai says, a person should always have the reverence of Malchus on top of him, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu by Paro, Li'olam tehei emas Malchus alecha. The Gemara says, if a person has Gaiva, Hashem will cause him to be lowered. And finally, a person is allowed to have machshaveis in Torah and Devarim Shebe Kedusha, except in a bath room and a bath house. Daf Kuf Gimel, the Mishnah. Although all of a carbon oila is burnt on the Mizbeach, the skin of the animal is given to the Kohanim. But if a psul occurred before the Zrika, so there was never a chiv to burn on the Mizbeach, then the Kohanim don't get the skin. If Shechita was done Shalei Lishma by an oila, the Kohanim do get the skin, but the skins of Kachim Kalim go to the owner of the carbon. The Gemara. Out of the 13 containers set aside for tzedakas of Hektish, 6 were designated for Karbanais Nedava. The Gemara says if someone was Makdish all of his Nechasim, and included in the property are animals, if these animals are Roy for Karbanis, i.e. they have no Mumin, so Rabbi Eliezer says the animals are called Kedushas Berakabais, i.e. the money's worth is used for Berakabais. Rabbi Yeshua says the Zecharim should be used for Eilis, and the Nekevis should be used for Shlamim. Finally, from the Pasuk of Lo Yihyeh, we learn that only a Kayan who is right to do the Aveda can get skins from Karbanis. This excludes a Tful Yaim, Mechusar Kippurim, and Einin, who, since they can't do the Aveda, they don't get the skins either. The next Mishnah. Any of the Kachem which got a Psul before the Zerika, the skins in general do not go to the Kohanim. If the Psul happened after the Zerika, then the skins do go to the Kohanim. Daf Kuf Dalad, the Gemara. Once the Zerika took place, it is now Meratza on any Psul that then takes place. Just like by Dam, the Avoda occurs via Zerika, so too by the Haktaras Basar, the Avoda occurs when the Kohen throws it towards the Mizbeach. Finally, if the basar is taken out of the azara, it's yaitse. Rabbi Eliezer says you can do the zrika. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't do the zrika. But the eved, if you do the zrika, it helps. The next mishnah: the parim hanisrafim and the seirim hanisrafim. For example, a par helam davar shel tzibur or the sair of Yom Kippur are supposed to be completely burnt in the Beis Hadeshan. This is outside the Gimel Machanais. And those who are involved in the burning, all of their begadim become tame. But this is only when they're burnt l'shem mitzvah. If they're burnt not l'shem mitzvah, then they aren't metame the begadim and aren't burned there. When burnt for the mitzvah, the animal would be carried out with poles. The Gemara. There were three areas in the Beis Hamikdash for ashes. One, a place in the Azara called the Beis Hadeshan. Number two, a separate place on the Har HaBayis. And number three, Chutz L'Shalesh Machnais. This was used if it wasn't burnt for the mitzvah, but rather it was burnt in order to make it become posel. If a carbon is completely burnt and isn't roi for Achilas Adam, is there such a thing which is a psul lina or not? Umar says, teku. Dav kufay. For taking the animal out of the Beis HaMikdash, five people are involved in carrying it out on two sticks. If the Parim HaNisrafim were taken out and then brought back into the Beis HaMikdash, do those involved become Tameh? In other words, they left, but then they returned. Mara says, no, they don't. A Paraduma or Sar HaMishtalech and Yom Kippur, which were sent out, the one who sends it out, the one who burns it, and the one who takes it out, their begadim become Tameh. But if these begadim touch other people, their begadim do not become Tameh. But Rameir says, they are Metama Eichlin Umashkin. The Chum disagree by Parah Aduma. 13 things were said regarding Eif Tahar, including that the person who eats this Eif Tahar must have a good Machshava, but it doesn't need a special Hechsher in order to be Metame. Finally, if two pieces of Nevela, each which is a half of a Kazayas, touch each other via a liquid, so the Chibor is valid for a Tumakala, i.e. if food or drink touches it, it becomes Tame. But it doesn't work for a tuma chamura. If Adam or Begadim touch it, they do not become tame. Daf Kuf Vav. The burnings we discussed take place north of Yerushalayim. Beis Seglili says, the burning must take place in the Beis Hadeshan of the Beis HaMikdash. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek Yud Gimel, HaShechet VaHamala, the Mishnah. If someone checks a carbon out of the Azara, or puts it up to burn outside of the Azara, this is called Tuhala, he's chayev karis. If it's done b'shegig, he's chayev achatas. If he does both behelamachas in one period of unawareness, then he's chayev for two separate karbanas, since both are separate isurim. If someone who is tame eats kachim, then he's chayev karis, even if the karban is tame. If Yisrael Glili says, tame sha'achal tahar, a person who eats something which is tahar, is chayev, but a tame sha'achal tame, if a person who's tame eats something which is tame, then he's potter. But a tahar sha'achal tame is potter, since karis only applies when a person is tame and he eats kachim. Whatever the thing is, that doesn't really make a difference. The key is if the person is tame and he eats kachim, then potentially he could be chayev karis. The Gemara. The makor for the Isser of Shchutei Chutz is learned from a Kal V'chomer. The Gemara says Pesach and Mila are mitzvahs aseh. And even though there was no lois aseh associated with them, there is a chi of karis if one doesn't do them, because they're being mevatel on aseh, bitel aseh. Since there is no lois aseh, if it's not done b'shegeg, there is no chi of chatas. Daf Kuf Zayin. There are 36 situations where there is a chi of karis. Not only is there a major iser for shchutei chutz, the Gemara says, there is a major iser for zrikas chutz as well. If shchita was done on the roof of the heichal, this is also called shchutei chutz, since it isn't right to do shchita there. What if bizman hazeh someone does ha'ola outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yechanan says, he's chayef, since we say kedusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asad lavei. The kedusha on the Beis HaMikdash not only was kedusha at that time, but it's kedusha that lasts forever. Therefore, it's permanently aser to do any shchita outside of the Beis HaMikdash for karbanas. Reish Lakish says he's potter, since kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asid lavei. The main kedusha was only chal during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but not later on. Taisus on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis is mashma that if someone bizman hazeh does shechita on a karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's potter from shechutei chutz, because the rule is that one is only chayav for shechutei chutz if the karban is roi to bring bifnim. The Rambam, however, argues on Taisvis and says that even today, if one does shechita on a karban bachutz, he's still chayav karas for shechutei chutz. Then the Gemara says if haktara is done bachutz, and the size of the meat is less than a kazayis, but if you include the bone attached to it, it is more than a kazayis. Rabbi Yechanan says chayev, because chibure oilen is ka'ilen dami. Rabbi Shlakish says potter. Daf kuf ches. If first a person became tame, then the kachim became tame, so then there is a chiyuv misa. But if the basar becomes tame, and then he becomes tame, tumas haguv, this is considered an iser ka'ilel, since when he became tame, it's also for him to eat all kachim. So this new piece of basar will also have an iser on it. I.e. will say, yesh iser chal al iser. Rabbi Yisrael Glili would say, lekula, since we say, ein iser chal al iser. The next Mishnah. There are chumras by shchutei chutz more than ha'ola b'chutz, and vice versa. For example, if two people do ha'ola together, there is a chiv. Mash'enke by shchutei chutz, there isn't. If there was ha'ola b'shaygeg, on the same animal, a few different times, Rabbi Shimon says that's considered a separate chiyuv for each. Rabbi Yossi says there's just one chiyuv. The Gemara. It's a machlekes if you actually need a mizbeach in order to be chayev. But when there is a heter of bamais, there was always a chiyuv, even if it's not on a mizbeach. Daf kuf tes, the Mishnah. The chiyuv of ha'olas b'chutz can only be chal if it's possible to offer the item inside the azara. The shir of chiyuv is a kazayis. If you have a half of a kazayis of oila and a half of a murim, then you're also chayiv. The Gemara. This hitzdarfus only works for an oila and a murim, not for shlamim and a murim, since shlamim are not burnt in the azara. Rabbi Yeshua says, all zvachim except for an oila, if we have a kazayis of basar or a kazayis of chelev, we can have a zrika. But if we have a chatzi zayis of each, then there is no zrika. But by an oila, even a chatzi zayis of each can be mitzdarf for a zrika. The Mishnah. The kaimetz and levaina of a karban mincha and the kataris, if a kazayis is done outside bachutz, he's chayef. Rabbi Eliezer says, only if the entire thing is done outside the azara is there a chayef. Gemara. The shear of kataris for the kohen gadol and Yom Kippur is a machlekes, if it's a handful or if it's larger than a handful. Daf kuf yud. If the full shear was taken out of the azara, but when it was actually offered, less than a shear was brought, it would seem, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that there is no chiyuv. The next Mishnah. If a mincha isn't roi to be offered bifnim, there is no chiyuv if it's brought bachutz. But if it has a din of roi bifnim b'di'eved, then you are chayev. The next Mishnah. If there was a need to do kaimetz and levaina, but only one was done bachutz, he's still chayev. Rebbe Eliezer says he's potter until both are done bachutz. But if the second one was done bachutz, all agree that you're chayev, since the second one is the gemar. The next Mishnah. If someone is zorek only part of the dam bachutz, he's chayev. Rebbe Eliezer says, by nisuch hamayim on sukkos, if that's done bachutz, then there's also a chiyuv as well. Gemara. Rabbi Akiva learns that the chiyuv of nisuch hamayim is midaraisa. That's why if it's done bachutz, there is a chiyuv. Others say that it's only halacha l'meishav yisina. Daf kuf yud alef. In order for there to be a chiyuv bachutz, you must have a kedushas keli. But if the keli is very full, it may not be niskadesh, since some of the item may have fallen outside of the keli. Whether bamais yachid needs nesachim or not is a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chacham. The next Mishnah. We know that karbanei oifis require melika. This is when the kayan pushes the neck. This is in place of the shechita by a behema. If the melika was done in the azara, but the karban was brought outside of the azara, he's chayef. But if the melika was done outside of the azara, even if it was brought outside, he's potter, since melika bachutz creates a nevela. If shechita is done bifnim, instead of melika, which is supposed to be done, even if it's brought outside, he's also potter. But if both the shechita and the ha'ola are done outside, then he's chayef. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, in a matzah where if it's done bachutz, there's a chiyev, then there's a chiyev even if only the early part is done bifnim. The next Mishnah. In the case of a chatas, if the Kabbalas Hadam was done with one cup, and the Zrika was done bachutz, then there's a chiyuv, even if the Shvicha Shirayim was done bachutz. If the Kabbalah was done with two cups, if one matana was done bifnim, and one matana was done bachutz, then you're potter. Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the Gemara. Our Mishnah is like Reb Nechemia, who holds that the reason there is no chiyuv is since these aren't called Shirayim. Rebbe holds that if someone loses his chatas, and then he's mafresh a second one, but finds the first one before he actually brings the second one, the first one goes lemisa. So if at that point it's shechted bachutz, there is no chiv, since it's not roi lifnim, not roi to bring bifnim, because now it's potentially lemisa. But Rav Huna is machmir, since he holds it is roi bifnim. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Yud Dalad, paras chatas. And the Mishnah says, if the Parah Aduma was shechted in the wrong place, or if the Soyer HaMishtaleach of Yom Kippur, the one which went La'azazel, if it's offered Bachutz, these have no Chiv, since the Chiv of Shchutei Chutz is only Shayach if it can be brought Bifnim. If an animal was Nirva with a person, it was used for Avodah Zarah, if it was given as payment to a Zayna, which is called Esnan, or it was a Trefa or Yetzer Daifin, if in these cases the animal was shechted bachutz, there is also no chiyuv for shchutei chutz. A bal mum that was shechted bachutz also has no chiyuv. Reb Shimon argues if the mum is only temporary. If a young animal can't be offered because of oisai v'yespenai, we know that one cow and the son on the same day are not allowed to be shechted oisai v'yespenai b'yoyim echad. If in a case like that it's offered bachutz, it's also pater. Reb Shimon says, there's still a laisase, since eventually it will be mutter. After ba'isa yom, the benai will be mutter. If someone mixes oil and flour, or prepares the menorah, or does kabbalah outside bachutz, they're also potter, since these aren't the gemar of the avodah. Before the mishkan was set up, one could set up a private bama, and the bechor would do the avodah. Afterwards, it became aser. Kodshei kodshim could only be eaten in the mishkan, and Kachim Kalin could be eaten anywhere in the Machna. But later, after the oil Maid was in Gilgal, for 14 years, there was again a heter to have a bama. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was in Yerushalayim, Kachim could only be eaten in the Azara, but Kachim Kalin could be eaten anywhere in the Chemas Yerushalayim. All of the major halachas of Karbanas, for example, Kli Shares, Bigdei Kahuna, Richutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, did not apply to Bamas Yachid, but Noiser and Tame did apply to Bamas Yochid. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. The rule is that a Parah Aduma must be shechted in a pre-checked place to be sure that there is no kever below it. A kever by surprise, which is called a kever tohaim. Rabbi Yechanan holds, we don't need to be chayshish for this, since all of Eretz Yisrael has a cheskas beduka, but there is no kever tohaim there. This machlokes is tully, and if you hold, the mabul came upon Eretz Yisrael or not. If it did come upon Eretz Yisrael, then there is a chshash of kever tohaim. There was a special place in Eretz Yisrael, in a very low place, where women used to give birth to children where they would be protected from a tamei mace, so they could do the avaida on the Parah Aduma, because the only people who could do the avaida on Parah Aduma were people who clearly did not have a chshash of tamei mace. The people died from hot boiling water of the mabul. Rav Chisda says, "Bereischin kilkalu, bereischin nidainu," i.e., they were over via hat shichva zera, so they were punished with the boiling water of the mabul. He added that only people and animals on land died, not fish that were in the sea. He also said that the re'em survived because it stayed in Eretz Yisrael. This was a very large animal, possibly a dinosaur. It was the size of 40 parsois, and its neck was 3 parsois long. If someone was makdish an animal, and someone else came along and used it for avodah zarah, it doesn't become usur, since the animal doesn't belong to him. And ein adam oser davar she'ena shaloi. If an uber of a carbon, an uber is an embryo, if this uber was given over as an esnan to a zayna, since we hold that the vlad of an animal carbon, while it's inside the mother, has a din of chulin, vladais kachim behav yasan heim kedashim, so a psul of esnan can be chal on it. Finally, if one offers a carbon pesach on a bamas yachid, when bamas are forbidden, you're over on a loisase. Daf kuf tes vav. A carbon pesach brought the rest of the year has a din of shlamim. Anything that isn't roy to come to the Pesach Oil Maid does not have a chiyav if it shechted bachutz. The oila that Bnei Yisrael brought in the midbar did not require hefshit v'nituach, removing of the skin and cutting of the limbs. Before the Mishkan was set up, the avodas karbanis were done by the becheres, by the firstborn. Later, the kohanim did the avoda. When the Bnei Aaron died, Aaron was told they died to sanctify the Kedusha of Hashem, and he was silent, and he received schar for his silence. The Medrash in Vayikarabba lists some of the averas that caused Nadav and Avihu's deaths, one of which was the sin of Shesuya Yayin. The Medrash learns from the fact that the psukim that deal with Shesuya Yayin are right next to the deaths of Nadav and Avihu, we learn that they were guilty of the avera of performing the avoda right after drinking wine, which a kohen, of course, is not allowed to do. Finally, the Gemara says only the general notion of oileis and shlamim were laid down at Sinai, but the pratim came later. Rabbi Akiva says even the pratim were given at Sinai. Daf Kuf Tezayin. By the teva of Noach at the time of the Mabel, he was instructed not to take animals that are mechuser eber, and to only take animals that were capable of reproducing. Whether Yisrael came to Moshe before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah, that's a machlekes. If you hold that he came before Matan Torah, this is because he came after he heard about the Melchemes Amalek. Others say he came after Matan Torah. Rabbi Kiva said he came when he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf. Then Marcy, when the Torah was given, the sound of the gift traveled all over the world and caused all kings to tremble, and they all gave kavod to Hashem. All these kings went and they asked Bilam if they were hearing the sound of a second great Mabel, or perhaps a great fire of destruction. Bilam answered by saying that Hashem promised that he will never bring another flood or destroy the entire world again. Rather, he explained Hashem is now giving a tremendous gift, the Torah, to his children. Upon hearing this, they all responded, Hashem yivarech es amoy bashalom. Hashem should bless his nation with peace. Today, it is mutter for a guy to build a bamas chutz, but it is also for Yisrael to help him. Kachim kalim could be eaten even outside of the Machne Yisrael, so too in Yerushalayim they could be eaten not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but anywhere in Yerushalayim. Please turn the tape over to side B.